Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I admitted this yesterday, not paying super close attention to New York City and the mayor's race, but then you find out about the radical who won the race and his positions.
You're a proud Democratic socialist. Do you think that is a platform that would work for other candidates running in other parts of the country?
Absolutely. I think ultimately this is a campaign about inequality. Part of how we got to this point was through the endorsements of Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Bernie Sanders, who've been leading this fight against oligarchy across the country.
Yeah, so he thinks, and that was Jen Psaki asking the question on MSNBC, he thinks that this is the future of the Democrat Party. And, you know, you can't rule out Eric Adams is running as an independent. Cuomo had threatened, I think, to run as an independent after he got his butt kicked there. But what's going to happen here? Michael Goodwin from The New York Post is with us this afternoon. Hi, Michael. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much.
I would say, what the hell is going on in New York City? Because this guy seemingly has a legit chance at winning this general election, or do you think now that the microscope will be on him a little bit more? I mean, there's certainly no doubt that Eric Adams has flaws, but can he beat him? I don't think Curtis Sliwa, a Republican, is not going to win in New York City. Can we agree on that?
Oh, yes. Okay. I think that for point of reference for your listeners, Curtis Sliwa in the last election was the Republican nominee, and he got 30%. Last year, President Trump and presidential campaign in New York City, the five boroughs, he got 30%. And in 2022, the gubernatorial candidate, Lee Zeldin, now head of the EPA, he ran as a Republican, and he got 30% in the five boroughs. So that seems to be the limit. And I think that the idea that Curtis could win is highly unlikely. So you mentioned Eric Adams, the incumbent, who saw no way forward in the Democratic Party and is running as an independent, is, I think, in a way, it's freed him to be who he is. He's not beholden to the party anymore. And so it does make for an interesting race. I think Adams will be able to raise the money. I think there's a general feeling among non-Mamdani supporters that Cuomo should not run again in the general election. He was defeated, as you say, soundly in the primary. Mm-hmm. And it was more than just a defeat by the numbers. I mean, he looked like a defeated human being. He just had no zest to his campaign. It was perfunctory. He didn't attend most of the candidate forums. There was just a kind of a rose garden strategy that clearly didn't work. And Mamdani is a good campaigner. He's lively. He's fun. He's young. He's exuberant. He's got a great presence on social media. And there are a lot of people who are buying into this nonsense. I mean, on that clip that you played, he said it was about equality. He hasn't run on a campaign of equality. He's run on a campaign of affordability. And they're very different things. But in general, what he said on election night was stunning, that we are going to make this city affordable for every single person. Now, just think literally what that means. It's impossible. It can't be done. And yet that's the snake oil he's been selling, and it looks like it's a winning ticket, at least for the Democrats.
Yeah, so he has openly called for defunding of the police. He wants to end incarceration. He wants to put homeless beds in subway stations. Here's Eric Adams on some of these things.
He's a snake oil salesman. Mm-hmm. He will say and do anything to get elected. Think about this for a moment. He wants to raise 1%. He wants to raise tax on 1% of New York's high-income earners. As the mayor, you don't have the authority to do that. You know who has the authority to do that? An assemblyman, which he is. He wants to do free buses. He could have done it at assemblyman. He doesn't understand the power of government.
He's also the Free Palestine, you know, candidate. He wants to globalize the Infitada. Now, this is a city. Your city is a city that used to be 31% Jewish. That was back in 1950. It's now 12% Jewish. But some of these things, look, Michael, we have our progressives here. We just booted one of them out of office with our new mayor, although we got another progressive, not as radical. So we do have radicals here in Missouri as well. They're not in the majority, certainly in my state, more so in Illinois. But this guy is out there on, you know, radicalism and progressivism, whatever word you want to use, on steroids, and it's quite frightening, I think.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the idea, look, New York City is sort of in the doldrums already. And one of the reasons is the quality of life, the cost of living here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
The quality has declined for billionaires as well as ordinary people. So you can drive people away when you basically tell them we're going to tax you more for the privilege of living here and being subject to assault and subject to these anti-Semitic riots, subject to a mayor who wants to defund the police. I mean, on and on and on, you get these kinds of things, and there is a breaking point. Now, it's not a single point. New York already leads the nation in out-migration. So even Governor Hochul, who's no moderate herself, when Mandani's tax plan was presented to her, she said, no, we're already losing too many people to other states.
Right.
So that's the Democratic governor. Now, the reality is she's running for re-election next year, so she doesn't want to embrace tax hikes. I don't know whether if you notice, Mark, that a number of top Democrats have been very cautious about embracing.
Oh, I bet they have. Yeah, but here, as a follow-up to that, let me play. This is Chris Cillizzo, who used to be at the Washington Post and CNN, and I want you to react to this, because one of the things I used to say here in St. Louis is, and I said it half-jokingly, although I think it kind of played itself out, is that Cori Bush was the gift that kept on giving, right? And I'm like, I'll go up, put yard signs up for Cori Bush, because she's so embarrassing. She wasn't good for the St. Louis region, but she helped, I think, on a national level, make people see what some of these radicals are all about. So here's Cillizzo.
If I'm Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who, as I mentioned, endorsed Mamdani, and I see this result, I am thinking, this is terrific for me. It shows that there's energy in the liberal activist base of the party. It shows that the establishment is crumbling, right? All these politicians who are not AOC, other than Bernie Sanders, are in some way, shape, or form part of the establishment, right? Josh Shapiro or Gretchen Whitmer or Gavin Newsom, all these people have spent years in elected office. If I'm looking at this, I am thinking this bodes very well for me. It suggests that mad as hell Democratic voters are not going to just default back to a Joe Biden-like figure in 2028.
I understand the point there, but for the Democrats on a national level, when they've been lectured by some people who I guess are establishment, like James Carville, and you know, even Rahm Emanuel, I think, is the most interesting figure right now, because I think he's definitely going to run for president. He's trying to bring that conversation, the common sense conversation, back to the center, because I think he sees the writing on the wall. But if the message of this race is, and if this guy wins in the fall and AOC is, you know, emboldened by this, what does that mean for national Democrats everywhere?
Well, look, I think there's a real split in the party. It's been a long time coming. Defeat in 24, I think, ramped it up. And so you have two reactions, or many reactions within the party. But one of them is to try to tack toward the middle. You have a John Fetterman, for example, a Pennsylvania senator. And then you have an AOC and Bernie saying, no, no, go left. The problem is you didn't go
far enough left. Yeah.
Right. So I think that that breach has not been healed. And Mamdani strikes a point for the AOC Bernie side of things. But by the same token, you can see a lot of others shying away. For example, the governor, who hasn't endorsed him yet. He's effectively the nominee, but she hasn't endorsed him. Hakeem Jeffries hasn't endorsed him. Chuck Schumer hasn't endorsed him. So you're seeing Democrats, wait a minute here, let's wait and see how crazy is this guy? How far is he going to go? And so I think there is a new element to this split within the Democrats named Mamdani.
Yeah, that's interesting. So do you think, though, would a gut check on your part, Michael Goodwin, be that if they decide not to endorse the names that you just threw out there, and by the way, you know, Kathy Hochul has even doubled down the last couple of days saying, no, some of this is crazy with the tax plan, but will they not then endorse? They wouldn't endorse Eric Adams. They'll just stay out, perhaps?
Well, that's the point, right? I mean, what will they do? Now, my feeling is, assuming Mamdani becomes the official nominee, which he's not yet, there's this ranked choice voting process will finish next Tuesday, and then he will presumably be the official nominee.
Right.
Then I think the heat will be on them to make a decision to say something about him. I mean, it's hard to imagine the leaders of the party, national leaders, state leaders, will not endorse him. But the fact that they've hesitated to, I think is already sparking this conversation, just like the one we're having.
Well, it's fun to watch from afar, but it is frightening, you know, along the same lines as well. But Michael Goodwin, it's always great to have you on. I hope your summer is going well, and good luck with all this in New York City.
My pleasure.
All right,
Thank you, Mark.
Hey, Trump is still speaking on the big, beautiful bill. I do want to go to him if there are Q&A opportunities. We'll keep track on that and let you know.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.